This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Greg Pliska. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She's an actor, activist, and author. You know her from Orange is the New Black and Jane the Virgin. Please welcome Diane Guerrero. Diane, welcome to Ask Me Another. Diane, you went to Regis College just outside of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You studied political science and communications.
I did.
How did you end up becoming an actor?
I wasn't that very good at school.
Really?
Yeah. I really wasn't. I wasn't great at it. I went to school because I wanted to be a number of things, really. But I said to myself, oh, maybe I'll try out journalism.
Yeah.
And so I started taking political science courses and communication. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm going to be a diplomat.
Oh.
That's really hard, too. So then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to figure it out. Maybe law school, who knows? And then I kept on trying different things until I got here.
And did you take acting classes, or did you just start auditioning? Like, how did that transition happen?
Well, I went to performance arts high school.
Right.
When I was a kid, when I was in high school, and so I was very familiar with the arts, and I really loved it. When I left college, I started taking acting classes. So I just went to, like, beginning acting and beginning improv, and so I kept on taking classes like that. Then I moved to New York. And I joined this school that was sort of like a cult. It was scary, but it really did prepare me.
But it helped.
It did help. It helped. Yeah, yeah. They were certainly big on thick skin. They made me cry every day. Somehow I could not cry in a damn scene. So what I did was I just started auditioning, and then I started working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is graduation season, and you just gave a commencement speech at your alma mater, and you received an honorary doctorate of laws. How did it feel? Was it fun?
Oh God, it was great.
Okay.
It was great. Yeah. Great. And I've been doing more of these, within the last 2 years. I've been giving talks at different universities. I've gotten better. And so this one, it was special because I was actually getting a degree along with everybody else. And I actually didn't get my degree from Regis when I went there. I was like a semester.
You were a semester short? Like,
yeah. Yeah. A few credits.
So this was pretty great.
So it was pretty nice. Yeah. But of course, it's a Catholic all women's college. Now it's not all women's anymore. But, you know, all of my, the nuns, because there were still nuns teaching there, professors, and they all came up to me and they're like, this is nice, but you can finish. You can finish. You just have a few credits left. And I'm like, just leave me alone. Okay, I'll take online classes. Call me later.
Now, your big acting break came in 2012 when you were cast in Orange is the New Black as Maritza Ramos, a Bronx-bred character with Colombian roots. Now, it seems that this show managed the impossible. It's a huge ensemble cast where everyone supposedly liked each other. What is the secret ingredient?
Just be around women.
Really?
Just have everyone be a woman. From experience, it's a really great environment. You know, it's so funny because people like would assume like the opposite. Well, how they've brainwashed us in the past. It's like catty women,
right?
And the hysteria,
jealousy, and competition.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can find that anywhere, really. But I think I always have found myself very comfortable in groups of women and in spaces where it's like female run. I mean, I went to an all women's college. But this was definitely a progressive group, and everyone really loved being there, and everybody was really excited to make something that was unlike any other.
Yeah. And, you know, what I find very impressive and particularly admirable about you is that you are 100% self-made, because growing up, your parents and your brother were deported when you were just 14 years old, and
yes,
you were forced to basically fend for yourself.
Uh-huh.
How did you manage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I had a very clear, at a very young age, that if that did happen, I mean, I did grow up with the fear of my family being separated. That was always very present in our household. And so I was just always sort of like an outsider looking in, especially because I was the only one in the family who was documented, who was a citizen. So anyway, I grew up very confused, but I always had very clear in my mind that whatever happened, that I was going to continue going, and I was going to be strong, and I was going to find a way to succeed. And yeah. and that didn't mean, I mean, I didn't think, oh, I'm going to succeed as an actor or this or that. I just wanted to succeed in life. I guess I just wanted to figure out a way to be happy and to, you know, figure out everything out and hopefully along the way help my family one day.
And in 2014, you wrote a very powerful op-ed piece for the Los Angeles Times about your brother and your parents' deportation.
Uh-huh.
What was it about 2014 that you decided it is now time for me to tell this story publicly?
I thought maybe my voice could be an asset.
Yeah.
Some way, because especially because of the people who I was hearing, like, on the news and on different talk shows, really didn't, when they talked about immigration, it really didn't seem personal to me. So I figured, well, how are these people representing my experience and the experience of millions? I know what this feels like. I know what family separation is. So it's not really that easy. It's not, we need to have better conversations about this. And then I decided, okay, I'll write something and see if it moves the needle in any way.
And what was the aftermath once that was published?
It was like cats out of the bag, and then I had to do all this work.
So I imagine.
I was like, I'm so tired. I'm like over here struggling in Hollywood. I'm like, nobody wants to give me a job, you know, unless it was, you know, some drug dealer's girlfriend. And here I am putting myself in this position. I'm like, now I have to do all this work on top of this work.
Yeah. And it also led to, obviously, you deciding to write a book, a whole memoir based on your life.
Yes.
Called In the Country We Love, My Family Divided.
Mm-hmm.
And now you not only have this book, but you've decided to publish it. While it's being published, your latest book is targeted towards a young adult audience.
Yeah, middle schoolers.
It is called My Family Divided, One Girl's Journey of Home, Loss, and Hope. What is different about this version?
It's just like an easier read, like easier than already the easy book I wrote. People come up to me all the time. It's like, I loved your book. I read it in one sitting. It's an easy read. I was like, yeah, I meant it for younger students. Those are the students that have been responding to the story. So I wrote it for them. Really, it wasn't intended for you, an adult. So yeah, that's why you found it easy. So.
And now this memoir, your story, is being developed as a television series.
Well, trying.
Okay.
I'm in talks right now of developing either a series or a film. I can take it in many different directions, but that's sort of like what I'm getting into right now.
Animated series,
yeah,
graphic
all that.
Novels. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make it into a children's book, actually. I'm very interested in that. And then, you know, who knows? Dora the Explorer Dose. I don't know.
You were voted...
Don't deport my family, It'll be that. She'll be like going, leave families alone. Gracias.
Diane, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Diane Guerrero, everybody. Now, Diane, in high school, you were voted most likely to have her own television talk show.
Also, best smile.
And best smile.
Yeah.
Yep. So your quiz is
I'd
about...
I just gotten my braces off that year. It's just like a... Anyway.
So they were like particularly straight and
they
beautiful.
They were really great, yeah. It's all downhill from there after my retainers got lost, but...
Your quiz is about surprising celebrity superlatives. If you do well enough, Emily Golightly from Moorhead City, North Carolina, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
All right, here's your first one. Sandra Bullock says her high school classmates voted her A, most likely to brighten your day, B, most likely to be late to class, or C, most likely to become an FBI agent who goes undercover at a beauty pageant.
Oh my God, all of those things are so her.
They are so her.
I would say B.
Most likely to be late to class?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're making her high school classmates more hilarious. it's actually A, most likely to brighten your day.
I know it's that one, but I don't know, I thought about Sandra, and she's always late to things, you know, in her movies. She's always like... you know, running with her heels in her briefcase.
That is an amazing impression. That's just like jogging on the spot.
Speed. She was trying to get to class.
Speed. She was running late.
She was running late.
Gillian Anderson of The X-Files told NPR she was voted A, most likely to get married first, B, most likely to get arrested, or C, most likely to surpass David Duchovny.
Oh my God. She must have been really wild if the B is...
Or most likely.
I'm going to go A.
Most likely to get married first, because you thought she couldn't be that wild.
Yeah, she's a serious girl.
Guess what? It's most likely to get arrested, and... She dressed like a rebel. She had a reputation as a troublemaker. On the night of her graduation, she stuck into the high school to glue the locks shut as a prank, but was caught and arrested.
Wow. I did not.
I didn't see that coming.
First of all, respect. Did not know that about her.
All right. Oprah says her high school classmates voted her A, most popular, B, most likely to become president, or C, most likely to hide a surprise under your chair.
It's A.
It's most popular. Here's your last clue. Chris Pratt's Washington State high school classmates voted him A, class clown, B, best beard, C, best Chris.
That's funny. Because there's so many Chris's.
There's so many Chris's.
There's a bunch of them. A.
Class clown. Class clown is correct. Yeah, he was voted class clown. All right, puzzle guru Greg Pliska, how did Diane do?
Well, congratulations, Diane. You did excellently. And you and listener Emily Golightly will both win and ask me another Rubik's Cube.
Nice job. Diane Guerrero's new book, My Family Divided, One Girl's Journey of Home, Loss, and Hope, is out July 17th. Give it up for Diane Guerrero, everybody.